Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Hello, I'm Harry Wilburn. I present Steel & Wire every Wednesday, 10 a.m. Americana, bluegrass, American roots, and more. Lots more. Lots of guests, lots of local music and musicians. That's Steel & Wire, Wednesday, 10 a.m.
You're listening to fabulous Harry Wilburn on Steel & Wire.
It's time to open the music box. Join me, Steve Roden, every Thursday morning between 10 and 12 for music from the 40s to the 90s from my own music collection. Songs I've grown up with, ones I am sure you will enjoy hearing again. Hope to see you then.
If you love new music and you want to discover the best new artists out there, then tune into The Backroom with me, Paddy. I'll be playing the best of new indie, electro, EDM and punk and showcasing new Sheffield talent. Also music news, local and national gig guide and new album releases. So tune into The Backroom every Thursday night between 6 and 7 p.m. here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Yes, get ready for Soul Plus every Saturday at 10 a.m. Soul Plus, the music that led to soul, came out of soul. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m. Get ready. Soul Plus, every Saturday, 10 a.m.
This is Sheffield Live.
This is Epicenter Maximus from Multiverse 3. You're listening to the Glory Days Rock Show on Sheffield Live.
You need people, I'm falling too. What a year that was, 1979. There was everything in there, wasn't there? And that was The Police with Message in a Bottle from their second album, Regatta de Blanc.
And RPG's been singing along because he's actually in the studio. Can you believe they've let him out?
Oh, who let him in?
I know. I wondered if you might be in, Paul. Amazing. Of course, you listen to Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM on digital if you're in South Yorkshire. Or sheffieldlive.org, you can listen online there. You can also download the podcast later and listen at your leisure. This show is all about great rock music in all its different forms. It's got some cracking stuff for you this week, as always. Later in the show, we've got our PG's Pick of the Rocks for brand new releases, bringing us bang up to date. Can you tell us sort of where they're from, Paul?
Oh, well, I think we might start in Manchester and then we'll work our way around a little.
Anywhere around the world or just around England or UK?
Yeah, a bit of both.
In the second hour, we've got our Chris's Punk Band of the Month, I think. And, well, it might be Punk Track of the Week. I'm not sure. I'll have to check that. Our undercover section. But next up, sorry, a very interesting track from the year 2000. I should have said that, of course, Julian Paul are here in the studio as usual, as well as RPG. So we don't have to ring him up today. So this track's an interesting track from the year 2000.
Thank you.
And you're listening to
Glory Days. Glory Days.
So that was Nina Hagen with the Wild Romance Live, a track called Herman Ist High, from the soundtrack of the film Cha-Cha from 1979. Before that, Whitesnake, All or Nothing, from their 1984 album Slide It In. Say no more. And to start it out with John Scofield, Drop and Roll, from his 2000 album Bump.
Nice. All good stuff, eh? What on earth could you be listening to? It has to be Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. What do you think to it so far, PG?
Rubbish. Prime time.
Next up, we go to the year 2006.
Reach out, touch faith.
You need to confess. I want to live in your
1969, Humble Pie, Natural Born Boogie, which was a debut single. Before that, Foo Fighters, Monkey Wrench, from their second album, The Colour and the Shape, from 97. And we started out with classic from Depeche Mode, Personal Jesus, from 2006, from the album Violator.
All good stuff, eh? Interesting mix as always. You're listening to Glorious Rock Show here on Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM, of course. On digital, if in South Yorkshire, or sheffieldlive.org, playing what we like to think is great rock music in all its different forms every Monday, 1 till 3. Instead of ringing Paul up, he's here in the studio to talk about his pick of the rocks for this week. My word, Paul.
But Julie could do with his doorbell sound, couldn't we?
Do you want you? Oh, I can, I've got a bell. I've got a bell. Oh, yeah.
Ding dong. Amazon's here.
We've got a delivery for you, Paul. So, come on then, Paul. Where are they from this week?
Oh, well, we're going to start from T'other Side at Pennines. That's Rocco Mouth, and they're a new band, newish band from Manchester, and they called themselves Punk Newcomers.
Oh!
They got together in 2024, and the track is a single, and it's their first release of 2026. They've got live dates coming up, I think, in March. 5th of March, they're at Brownies in London. The 14th of March at Le Pub in Newport. Yes, yeah, sorry.
You can't read your own writing, can you, Paul? Admit
no, it's me brain dribbling.
I can't blame the cat usual. Either, can you? Because you're in the studio.
I can't. I'll sort him out when I get back.
Unplugged, Paul.
Unplugged.
Whoa. And 19th of March, then it's at the Lion's Den in Manchester. The band members are Rory James, who's lead vocalist and guitar, Finn Connolly, who's lead guitarist and vocals, backing vocals, George Watermeyer on bass and vocals, and a young lady, Charlotte, redhead, on drums. Because I think Finn Connolly changed. He was the drummer with the band as a three-piece, but they added a drummer and he went on to lead guitar. So it's Rocco Mouth, the track is Collective, and, well, shall we have a listen?
Nice.
Well, I thought I'd play that for our Chris and just proves that punk's not dead. It's alive and kicking in Manchester, of all places.
Excellent.
Good stuff, eh? Let's move on to Cable Boy. Maybe that's some relation to Cable Guy, but I don't know. I don't think it is. It was out on the 20th of February. They're a five-piece band from Dublin in Ireland, and it's the second single from their new album, which is called Forever, and that's due out on April the 17th. And the band was formed by a couple of school friends, so Semilor Aluza and Liam Murray. And then they added Cornville Toshibosu.
Well done.
Come on, Paul. Come
Jason Altayanair and Ron Me Lachlan. Ron McLachlan, sorry.
Well done.
And the track from them is called Icarus. So let's have a listen to Cable Boy. Good bit of stuff from the Cable Boy is the band from Dublin, and the track was Icarus. Is that the young chap who flew a bit close to the sun?
It probably
wasn't it?
Was.
Yes.
God, well, that was a nice track anyway. So let's move on. We've got another band called Tin Liquor, and I'm sure we've played them in conjunction with somebody before, but also in their own right. They've had a bit of a change. So they started out as a solo project for Misha Heber. In Utrecht, in the Netherlands. He was then joined in 2014, I think, by Jordi van Achthoven. And they changed from a self-publishing and a couple of other records of outlets and joined PIAS in 2023. And at that time, they took on a singer, which is Hero Baldwin, and he signed up as their vocalist in 2025. So that's state of the art. They're kind of a synth starter band, but they're sort of branching out. This will be from their fourth studio album. They're going to go on a European and UK tour in 2026. And the fourth studio album will be called Dreams of the Machine, due out on the 27th of February, so just recently. So, three-piece, and good stuff. The track's called Release from Tin Liquor.
Interesting.
What a message on the end.
Well,
eh?
Indeed.
Goodness me. That was Tin Liquor and Release. That's the third of my picks for this week. We better travel to the Antipodes. So it's a band called Dream Killers who've been around for a long time down in Australia. This release was for the 27th of February. It's from their album and it's a track called Nutgrass Fever. And they're listed as an Australian metal punk band from Brisbane. It's from their new EP release. It's a digital release of an EP. This is one. Prophis Cunninghami is the title.
Paul, we were talking about this earlier. You know, you bands out there, us presenters have got to try and pronounce your names and your band
names. Why can't you just say the Beatles?
Yeah. Can't you all have nicknames? Like
yeah, Fred.
Well, you can get that as a digital, but you can also get that as a 2-CD album release, and that would feature 7 bonus tracks, because I say they've been around for quite a while, Dream Killers and Nutgrass Fever.
They were PG's picks for Glory Days Rock Show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM this week. And they were, Paul, if you can remember the order.
Well, that one is this week's Pose a Question. What is Nutgrass Fever?
Who knows?
We started out with Rocco Mouth and Collective, a bit of Mancunian punk. And then we skipped across to Cable Boy and their track Icarus. They're the band from Dublin. And then we had Tin Liquor and their track Release. So that was my four for this week.
Excellent. And next up we've got something from 2014.
We'll be right back. N-E-X-T.
Alone.